Hi, I'm Brian Lacey, professor of medicine at Mayo Clinic Jacksonville, and today I'm delighted to be speaking with Dr. Asma Shaukat, who is the GI gastroenterology section chief at the Minneapolis VA Hospital in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and also professor of medicine at the University of Minnesota. One of her areas of expertise is that of colorectal cancer and colorectal cancer screening. For our listeners today, we'd like to discuss some key topics. So, Asma, welcome. First of all, set the stage for our listeners. Why is colorectal cancer screening so important in the United States?
Thank you, Brian. So glad to be here. Colon cancer is the third most common cancer in both men and women and the second leading cause of cancer-related death. Every average risk American has a 4 to 5% lifetime risk of developing colon cancer. So it is a big deal, and it's one that we should really focus efforts on.
So an important topic for our listeners, that it's a common problem and we can probably prevent it with testing. So the question is, when should we start testing? We call this screening. When should we start screening our average risk individual?
If your average risk, screening should start at age 45. That's when the risk of colon cancer truly starts going up, where screening will truly benefit in detecting and perhaps preventing colon cancer. So starting at age 45, if you're average risk and have no other family history, please talk to your doctor about colon cancer screening.
Wonderful. And Asma, we weren't skirting the issue, but how would you define a high-risk patient, somebody who's not average risk? What might be the two or three key things our listeners need to know?
Yes, Brian, very important. Please know your family history of your at least first-degree relatives. And first-degree relatives are mom and dad, siblings, and children. If any of them have developed colorectal cancer or another cancer, the next thing is understand and know at what age that cancer was diagnosed, and truly if it was over the age of 60 or below the age of 60. And that's important information to provide to your physician, because that truly makes you at increased risk of having colorectal cancer, particularly at younger ages. And we might want to screen those individuals starting at age 40. And age 40, Brian, many patients aren't really thinking about colon cancer screening. It's not on their radar, which is why knowing the family history and then mentioning it to your provider is really important in getting that dialogue going.
Absolutely, because we know if we can identify this early, not only do we just make the diagnosis, but we can treat it and actually extend life. Asma, in the last minute here, we briefly mentioned in terms of screening patients, there are different options available. And that's what's so exciting right now, is that we can individualize these screening options. Could you list maybe the top two or three screening options for our patients?
Yes, Brian. It's very exciting that there are many options available for colorectal cancer screening. The ones that are most commonly used and the ones that have great evidence behind them is either a screening colonoscopy or a stool-based test such as fecal immunochemical test, also known as FIT. Or there's another stool-based test called multi-target stool DNA test, also known as Cologuard. So starting with either a colonoscopy or a stool-based test such as FIT is a great place to start.
Wonderful. Once again, for our listeners, this is Dr. Asma Shaukat, professor of medicine at the University of Minnesota and an expert in colorectal cancer and colorectal cancer screening. This is a great time, March 2021, to see your providers and ask about ways to get screened for colorectal cancer. Thank you so much.